Houston station on 2 for warning.
We see it. We're talking it.
Hey, copy. Chris is floating down to the Russian segment to check in. I think Sergey K is actually in Columbus right now, so we're checking in with him as well.
And we'd like you in 2.1, take an AGA readings. I'm sorry, CSACP readings.
Copy. We're opening 2.1 now. And we copy. CSACP.
Houston station. Jack's on 2 forward update.
All right, Jack, go ahead.
We got all zeros here in the lab, node 1 and the Russian segment. No visible evidence of smoke or flame. And, yeah, just to make sure I said it, there are zeros in the Russian segment as well. So we're going to continue to monitor.
All right, we copy.
So in step 1, we think we're in the if no evidence of flame, smoke, or burning odor, we might be going to step 9, and we'll just take our time here.
All right, Jack. Actually, we were able to confirm that it is a false event, so you can stand down from that procedure. And happy Monday morning.
Happy Monday morning. We confirm false alarm, and we will power down our CSACPs and stand down from the procedure. Houston station, Jack's on 2 for an early go for the Dragon Lyo gather.
All right, we like it. Go ahead. I mean, yes, that sounds good. Your go to start.
I like it too. Awesome, great. I go to start. Thanks. What a great Monday morning.
Oh man, I've only had one cup of coffee so far.
All right, we'll all go for our second and get started here. We're all gonna need it.
Munich station on 2 for PK4.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
The hard drive number 003 is connected to canal laptop. And LED is on.
Munich copies LED on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Munich station, Sophia 2 for Columbus, relocates and stowage.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
Just wanted to give you a heads up on how I relocated deck 2 and 3. So right now, deck 2 and 3 are fully ready for tomorrow's Echofinder activity. The only thing is that I did not use overhead 3 nor overhead 4 CASA because we're going to be using those spots, especially CASA, a lot with the Cargo Dragon Ops. But everything works so far, and since I already have a very good understanding of how Echofinder works, I can tell that the stowage configuration right now in Columbus will enable this experiment tomorrow, as well as all of the cargo ops of today. So I'm, I'd be happy if you don't ask me to do...
Houston, station on 2 for condensate.
For condensate.
Hey, the condensate sample valve is closed, uncompleted in 2.6. You are go for ground recovery steps, and a question about stowage for it.
All right, stowage, here we go. What do you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was interpreting the stow note correctly, and I think there might be, it says to take this, so the stow note looks like it's for two activities together. And it says to take my post-flight analysis packet, which is a Ziploc bag, and it says to put that inside two additional Ziploc bags. I just wanted to double-check. Do you just want the post-flight analysis bag in two Ziplocs, one of which is the post-flight analysis packet, or do you want it in three total Ziploc layers of containments?
Checking.
I was guessing that the two Ziploc bags I gathered, one was for this morning one, one's for the one later today, but I wanted to double-check.
Question, we're talking it. All right, Chris, back with you on 2 with the bag answer.
Answer.
All right, so Ethos is saying that the bag goes in the packet, and that goes in a Ziploc, and that goes in a Ziploc.
Okay, so it will be triple bags for the morning one, and then the afternoon activity, that does not need any additional layers of containment, or the later activity day, that does not need any additional layers of containment. Is that the, is that correct, then?
That's a good, good catch, Chris. So the afternoon one will actually also be triple bagged, despite the stow note, so that will also be, like, bag, packet, Ziploc, Ziploc.
Yep, copy all. So it'll be, so the morning one will be triple bagged in R085, and the later one will be triple bagged in R084. Sounds good.
Copy, thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophia and Columbus Deck 2-3 cleanup.
Munich Station, Sophia from 2, with you.
Sophie, sorry, we lost you at the LOS there. So you were mentioning moving and having Deck 2 and 3 ready for the Echo Finder activity. I didn't copy the last thing you said. Could you please repeat for us?
Sure. The last thing I said was just that I'm happy to not give you all the details because we will have a busy day, and since tomorrow we'll put everything back together at the right location. It's just operational reorganization. But if you really want, I can give you the details. But if you're okay, I'd prefer not taking this time.
And Sophie, did you remove anything as per the stow note?
Everything is removed from Deck 2 and 3, and so Deck 2 and 3 are ready for Echo Finder.
And Sophie, just to clarify, did you temp stow it, and if so, where?
Yes, I did temp stow it, and I did not temp stow it in Overhead 4 because we need to access Kessa for a lot of the Dragon Ops. I did have all of this temp stow in Deck 4 instead.
Okay, Sophie, it looks good on our side. We copy this and should be fine. Otherwise, we'll come back to you if not.
Okay, thank you.
We stand there and welcome to for battery ups.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
On step 21, I report that we have good tasks selected, missions charged, scheduled for all of the batteries, for all of the 3 battery chargers.
All right, copy. That looks good to us. You're go to continue.
Okay, go to continue, pressing on 2, step 22.
Houston, Chris on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Chris, with you on 2.
Yeah, we've completed up through step 232, and we have the photos for the middle tier packing and strapping on SSC-17. I know that getting those reviewed is probably going to be one of our time-leading items, so just wanted to call that down so you guys could get those over to get reviewed as quickly as possible.
Awesome. Thanks for the heads up.
Justin, Chris on 2, stow track step 238.
Copy, 238.
Yeah, so I've got a couple questions here. I chatted with Sophie a little bit about it. She'd worked on this step over the weekend and had some outstanding questions in the stow track steps, and I wanted to follow up on those to make sure that that we had answers for them. I'm ready to fire away when you guys are ready to copy.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. ISO's ready. What you got?
First question is 238.06. Sophie reported not finding them in that location and was looking for alternates. I'll, of course, do a double check, but was wondering if you had some alternates that I could try. Ready to go?
Checking.
Okay, then the second question was that there is an outer insulated container in 238.09 that's supposed to get packed in this bag sort of towards the bottom, but that outer insulated container looks like it's needed for a task tomorrow morning, and just was wondering how we should handle that, if we should just, I'm guessing it might be easy enough to extract, but I just wanted to double check on that as well, or if there's flexibility in how we pack the bags, but that's a little more accessible near the top.
Okay, copy. So we're still talking about 238.06 for an alternate location, and then in 238.09, there's a container in that step that's packed currently but needs to be taken out for something tomorrow. Got it. Okay, we're talking it.
Yeah, and specifically, I mean, I'm guessing the way this bag is packed, that could still be accessible, but in the constraint image, I think it shows it in, like, the sort of bottom layer of the bag, and so I was just wondering if there's flexibility on the constraint images to pack that so that that's easily removable for tomorrow.
Okay, copy. Yes, good clarification. Sorry about that. Let us tag up with ISO here for a few minutes and get back with you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And meanwhile, Huntsville Station, Sophia and 2 for solar in Cygnus, step 3.12.
And Sophie Huntsville's with you on two. We'll get back to you in about 5 minutes once that's complete.
Houston, Chris on two. Just been updated. But actually, that's my mistake. 238 decimal 6, the items are all found, so we're good on that. So it's just the outstanding question on 238.09 constrained images.
Okay, copy sounds good. Yeah, we were just about to call you. We think actually that 238.06 had been updated with alternate locations, so sounds like you're good to go there. And we'll let you know what we come up with for decimal 09.
Yeah.
Station Jackson 2, Stoke Track, step 235.09.
All right, go ahead.
I was able to squeeze in the lower arms in 235.09 and decimal 10. Step 235.12, I'm also supposed to squeeze 8 ice bricks in. I was able to get 4 of the ice bricks in, and I don't think I could get the remaining 4. So if you guys are happy with that, I'll close out this bag in 235. If you're happy with 4 instead of 8 ice bricks in 235.12.
Copy checking.
Station Huntsville on Space Count 2 for Sophie. Saving is complete. You are go in step 3.12.
Huntsville Station, Sophie copies, go in step 3.12. Thank you.
Chris on 2 for SoTrack 238.03.
All right, 238.03, go ahead.
Yeah, so we are not, I am not finding all of these items. Sophie had asked a question about this. So I have nano cuvettes, control 1 through control 9, 19 Bravo through 36 Bravo, and 1 Bravo through 18 Bravo, but I'm missing all of the other nano cuvettes from this bag. Do you have a location that I could try to find them?
Copy. We're gonna add that to the list of answers to get to you guys. It might take a few minutes.
Copy.
Station on 2 for Jack and ice bricks.
Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. So for the ice bricks, we think we're going to need a little bit more time on that, probably kind of an Orbit 2 thing. Is that okay if you can hang on until we get a new shift on and get some more backups to look into where to put those?
Yeah, obviously, we'll wait on you guys. I see that this the next step for this item is the single storage locker install on Chesco's timeline at 12:10. Just so you're tracking that. So we'll sit tight until you guys give an answer here. And I think the next spec, like, if you want to put 8 icebergs in here, one of these EVA arms is going to have to come out potentially. Or we could put 4 more ice bricks in a different bag somewhere. Which just so for our sense, which way are you guys leaning on this?
Yeah, right now, actually, I don't have any way to lean on that, unfortunately. But we will keep you posted as soon as we get some more information for you.
Copy, 4, stand by. Thanks.
Station on 2.
Hello, station, Sophie on 2. Four.
Go ahead, Sophie, I'll hold my call.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for 4.8.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Please, just I wanted to confirm on 4.8, all is nominal and Captain plug install is complete.
All right, we copy all. Thank you.
Okay.
And Houston Station on 2 for Jack and Icebricks.
Jack on 2 for Icebricks.
So we tagged up with the payload guys based on your last call about how this might affect Jessica's locker install activity at 12:10. And they said that basically Jessica is go to continue with that activity and that we still have enough room to figure out what to do with the ice bricks afterwards. I'm just letting you know because she's exercising right now. But if you get a chance to talk to her, she's good to press with that activity even without a final ice brick location.
Okay, that's great news, or a great starting plan here. So that SSL is loaded with this 1.0 CTB in it, and inside that 1.0 CTB is all the EVA arms, 4 of the 8 ice bricks, and we're going to load that the way that it is at the 12:10 timeline event, and then we'll wait to see about the other 4 ice bricks, and for whatever else you guys talk with later.
Copy, good read.
Station Houston. Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris on Stotrack.
Chris on 2.
Good morning, Chris. I have an answer for you on step 23809, specifically for the object that's going to be used, the container that's going to be used for tomorrow. For that container, we recommend you stow it in the 1.0 CTB Romeo 081. And tomorrow, after the use and you complete that activity, you can then go ahead and stow it on the final location for stow track.
Okay, yeah, copy. Yeah, so I think, so I'm working on packing R081 right now, and I guess my question is, there's a constraint image that shows that, like there's a lot of items in R081 that have specific orientations that they need to be in, and so, and we're supposed to pack this, like, pack this bag into Dragon today, and so I guess my question is, the way the constraint image is drawn, it has that item underneath other items, and so, you know, we basically need to, if we need to remove that tomorrow, if we pack the bag per the constraint image and we need to remove that item tomorrow, then we'll basically just need to be repacking this bag entirely inside Dragon. And so my hope was that we could pack it not per the constraint image and have that item near the top so that hopefully it doesn't disturb the other items with orientation constraints. And so I just wanted to make sure that I just need to worry about the orientation constraints and not the actual location of the items per the constraint image.
Hey, Chris, it makes sense to me what you're saying, right? You're packing it today, but then you're going to mess around with the bag, and then you're going to have to do it again tomorrow. So for tonight, for today, we're okay with you leaving the object in the surface so that you can access it easily, and then that same step, we'll have it on tomorrow's stow track so that you can then pack it in the final config after you have completed the activity, so you don't have to pack it twice the same way.
Okay, yeah, I will just have it near the top, and hopefully that will all work out.
That sounds good for us as well.
Chris, for one more stow track question on 238.03.
Hey, Chris, I'm back with you. Go ahead.
I know you're still looking for the location of those additional nano cuvettes. I've got this bag, though, in front of me, and all of the nano cuvettes and the biocell habitats all have orientation constraints, and I am not sure that, given the shapes of those objects, that you'll be able to pack everything into this bag, keeping those orientation constraints. So I just wanted to ask that question if you guys had looked at that, and to just maybe get some wheels spinning on alternate solutions. But, you know, sort of packing all the biocell habitats in their orientations, the way that the nanocuvettes orient in their foam, it's not clear to me that we're going to be able to, like, fit everything in the 1.0 while keeping those constraints.
All right, copy. We definitely appreciate the heads up on that and all the good stowage work you guys are doing. We'll talk it with ISO.
Copy all. Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the constraint image, the size of the thing that shows the nano cuvettes, that's the current size of the Ziploc with 45 nano cuvettes in it, and there's supposed to be 129 total, so it's going to be way bigger than that.
Copy all.
Huntsville Chris on 2 for Paul. LabCam 2 is set up, and you are welcome on board. I'm getting ready to do the power down.
All right, we copy. We'll get that video around, please.
Station on 2 for Chris.
On 2.
Hey, so I see that you're basically just about finished with Dragon Cargo Ops, but I do have an alternate location where we think the remaining nano cuvettes are. Of course, now we don't know if you'll be able to fit them. But I have the location when you're ready to copy.
Okay, yeah, I will copy now, and I'll get back to it when I finish these other tasks.
Sounds good to us. All right, so we think the remaining cuvettes are going to be in 1.0 CTB, serial number 5570, in JPL ASK2 Alpha 1.
Okay, so I copied 1.05570 JLP ASK2 Alpha 1.
That is a good read.
Copy that. I'll finish my Purple activities, and when I get back into Dragon Cargo, I'll pick up with that.
Station Huntsville on Spaceground 2 for Chris. Hey, Chris, just looking to verify, that was LabCam 2 you had set up, correct?
That is a affirmative.
All right, copy all. Looks like we're having some issues streaming that one to the ground, but you're still good to proceed, and we'll be here if you need anything.
So, station 2 for step 7, decimal 3, 4, 8.
And, Sophie, we're with you on 2. We're still waiting for KU to come back after this handover, so we'll verify on the other side and give you a call.
Copy.
And Huntsville, Chris on 2, I copied. I was good to proceed. I mean, LabCam 1 is also right here. I don't know if you are able to route that. I can just turn that if that's easier for you. And let me know when KU comes back.
Yeah, Chris, we'll take you up on that. We'll go ahead and route LabCam 1 down here, but I don't think you need to reposition it yet. We'll see if it works first and then give you a call if you need it, if you need to reposition.
Copy, Alan. Of course, happy to recycle the encoders if that's helpful, too.
We appreciate it, Chris. And Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie, we can confirm the safety's in place. You're go in step 7.3.
And just I'm go in step 7.3. Thank you very much.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Paul, cue removal step 2.1. I see a green LED, not a white LED in step 2.1.
All right, we copy green LED instead of white. We'll check. Get right back with you.
Copy. I will hold at that verify step.
And Station Huntsville on 2 for Chris. So that LED is actually a button. If you wouldn't try, if you tried depressing that, and pressing it and seeing if it turns white.
Copy that. I'll push the button and we'll see what happens. And Huntsville Chris on 2, looks like I've got it flashing green and white, which says it is shutting down, and hopefully that will go to shutdown complete shortly.
All right, we copy all. Good news.
And Huntsville Chris on 2, I now have a solid white LED and I'm continuing 2.2.
And we copy. Thanks, Chris. Station Huntsville on Spaceground 2 for Chris at your convenience and lab video.
Chris on 2.
Hey, Chris, no rush. I know you're in the middle of your activity, but whenever you get a chance, if you want to cycle those encoders in the lab, I think we'd take you up on that offer.
Copy. I'm mostly done with the activity, but I will do that as soon as I finish taking pictures of this 9U cube.
Copy all. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Dragon packing photos.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I just realized I probably didn't have the best camera settings when I took those photos of the middle tier. I just wanted to make sure. It looks like you guys already downlinked them. I just wanted to make sure if on a quick look they looked okay to you guys or if you think we need to do anything more on them right now.
We actually just heard back that they look good, so no further action with those photos.
Hey, that's great. Yeah, I realized I left it in manual instead of automatic. I thought they looked okay when I took them, but I just wanted to double-check that they didn't. Sometimes when they're like way, your settings are way off, the pictures will look good on the screen, but it'll come out black.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate you being so proactive about it, but they are beautiful as they are.
Fantastic. I planned it that way.
Absolute Station, Sophia 2 for Polar Info.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
So all four Polar fasteners of Polar 8 have been torqued to 75 inch downs. Polar and SSL are secure. The power off time of Polar 8 was 0940 and power on time was 1023. And Polar and SSL installations in Dragon are complete.
All right, we copy all, Sophie. We really appreciate it.
I'm going to go on the lab camera. Do you have a view on the lab camera?
And, yep, Sophie, we currently have lab cam 2 routed.
Okay, lab cam 2. I'm going to show an FOD that I found in Dragon while I was doing that.
We copy. We'll be looking.
I'm showing Pencil and Houston from Sophie. I'm showing on the lab cam 2. This thing that I saw that was flying inside Dragon when I was
doing the Polish transfer.
And Sophie Houston copies. Not sure what that is yet. We're talking it.
And I guess you have screenshots now, so I'm going to attempt to do it in on the lab port 5.
Copy, Sophie.
And this did not interfere at all or impact at all the installation of any operation for the Polar 8. Everything went smoothly, and I don't know where this comes from.
Okay, copy. So if this is Houston, we were figuring out who wanted to be prime on the mystery object you found. Can you clarify where exactly in the Dragon you found it? You said you saw it when you were doing the Polar install.
I've been working for quite a while to do the Polar install for Inside Dragon, and I saw it when I was installing this, but not... So it was right before applying power to the Polar, but it didn't come from Polar, I don't think so. But just I saw it floating right there in my work area, I would say.
Copy, good info. We're talking it.
And I'm going to go back to Dragon to finish the tunic activities to reinstall the Merlin and the other polars. So I'll get back to you as soon as I'm done.
Copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie.
Well, Sophie is in Dragon at the moment, but I can pass a message or let her know.
If you wouldn't mind passing a message and asking her to hold off on proceeding with her next activities for just a moment, we might have some steps we want her to take before, based on the FOD that she reported.
Okay, yep, we'll tell her right now.
Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Sophie M2, I'm with you and ready to come.
All right, Sophie, sorry to cut you off right when you were getting started with those next activities, but before you proceed, we were looking at that FOD that you showed on the camera. We think that might be a fastener receptacle, so we were hoping that before you get started installing these back in, that you could verify that the Merlin and Polar units in Dragon have their receptacles, or have the fasteners in place, and where those fasteners are going to be fastened into the receptacle, if you could make sure those receptacles are also in place. I'll copy.
Copy. So before installing the Merlin and Polar in the next two activities of my timeline, I'm going to double check that both the four fasteners for each device plus receptacles are all looks nominal.
And that's a good readback, Sophie. And if you also wouldn't mind checking all the receptacles on the upper aft, all eight receptacles.
Copy, all receptacles on upper aft.
Thanks, Sophie.
Chris on 2 for StowTrack Step 238, bag R081 and bag fullness. I was wondering about, I was able to find all the nano cuvettes that go in this bag, but the bag does look to be a little bit over full, and wanted to ask about options.
Copy. Fortunately, no options yet. We're working with the cargo mission contract guys to figure this one out, so it might be a little while, unfortunately.
Okay, yeah, I've got it shown on the camera here. You can kind of see what it looks like. It may be able to get jammed in depending on what other bags we're going to be putting in upper port, but it's definitely definitely bulging. And this is also a bag that we're going to need to access tomorrow morning to get this JAXA cold stowage container out of. So, I'm not sure what the best plan is for packing this in upper port, since I think that might cause, we might just have to unpack upper port tomorrow morning if we have to get this again.
Copy, we're talking it.
In the meantime, Huntsville Station to PM2 for double check.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
Yeah, double checked all of the fasteners and all of the receptacles of the upper aft area, and everything that seems nominal. I also did a check around close to the starboard area, and I don't see anything that looks That's a mystery.
Okay, we copy all. We really appreciate you double-checking. So, yep, you're go to proceed with your next activities. We'll talk more on the ground.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Go to proceed to the next activity.
And station checks on 2 for line 242.05.
242.05, go ahead.
Okay, there were only 4 GSCs in lab overhead 5, Bravo 2. The other two are in node 3, aft 5, aft 2, in the same place as the previous steps, that small item return staging bag. The serial numbers match the ones that weren't in overhead 5 in the lab, so I assume that these are what you're looking for. And also, now that small item return staging bag that's in node 3, aft 5, alpha 2, and it's a half CTD, serial number 5094 is now empty. Do you want me to leave it here for future use or return it to the pantry?
Checking. All right, we copy all. We'd like you to put that half CTD 5094, I think you said, back into the pantry.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Keep on keeping on, guys. We know this is a lot.
Well, part of the adventure living here in Holder's Paradise. Houston, station Jackson 24, go back.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
I told you that half CTD 5094, the small item return staging bag, was empty. But as I was stuffing it in the pantry, I did notice that there are a few items in the lid of the CTB that I didn't initially see. So I'm going to leave this bag, 5094, in its original location, aft 5, node 3, aft 5, alpha 2.
Copy, node 3, aft 5, alpha 2.
Houston and Scuba, Stotrack, step 243.05.
Is here?
Yeah, so the item that I'm grabbing from 1.05158, this logger return bag, appears to be the only item in 1.05158, which is currently in JKM overhead 3, Charlie 1. So I'm wondering, should I return this bag to the pantry, and do we expect it to be empty?
Yeah, Houston's checking. All right, back with you, Chris. Yes, we are tracking that we expect that CTB to be empty now, and so you can put it back in the pantry per your suggestion.
And Chris copies all. 1.05158. We'll head back to the pantry.
Until station Sophia 2 for Polar and Maryland.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
That's the end of the 2 activities, Muller and Merlin install. Everything went nominal. The 2 devices, so Muller and Merlin, are secure, and all 4 floors for each device was 75 inch down.
All right, we copy all. We appreciate it.
The pictures are downlinked on SST 17.
Copy, SST 17.
Just as a heads up, I have only one set of pictures for all 3 activities, so I will label it Merlin, Puller, and Adver Starboard Ops.
That sounds good to us. We'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, and extension system 2 for email.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
Looking for your go on step 8, decimal 2.
And you have a go in step 8, decimal 2.
Good go.
Munich and Houston, Chris for Stotrack, step 243.09.
Houston's here.
Yeah, 243.09 is having me get 2 drug sample packages, serial number Alpha 1 and Lima 1. From a 1.0 CTB 1467 ESA items. I looked through 1.0 CTB ESA items, 1467, and I found 4 drug sample packages, but they all had alpha serial numbers. So I found serial number Alpha 1. However, there were no Lima serial numbers in that bag as far as I could find. I was wondering if you had an alternate location.
station on 2 for Chris and Stowage. We don't have an answer for you yet, but we wanted to tag up really quick. Aside from the question you just asked, we're still tracking that we owe you answers, you and Jack answers for the ice bricks and the alternate nano cuvette packing situation.
That's correct, yeah. I think Jack can answer for the ice bricks, those four ice bricks, and then for my nano cuvettes, I was able to get everything in there, but the bag is bulging. And so question of, well, whether that's going to work or not.
Happy. We got to make sure it all fits. We're coming up on a long handover short LOS, so I will tag up with you after that.
Copy that.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and your Paul Hardware move.
Huntsville Station, you got Jack for Jessica and my Paul Hardware move.
Yep, hey Jack, as soon as I made the call, I saw Jessica and the Dragon. So I do have a big picture request for you and Jessica's Paul Hardware moves. Essentially, the piece of FOD that Sophie found earlier, we believe to be a fastener receptacle that you see on the backside of the upper port pallets. And that's the pallet that you guys will be installing those pawls into in the Dragon. So we were hoping to, before you power off the pawls and try and move them, if when you remove, or when Jessica removes that pallet in step 3 of her activity, if you guys could inspect the back of it, and specifically those fastener receptacles, and make sure that they're all there the way we expect them to be, that would be really helpful for us.
Okay, we can do that inspection then. Just for clarification, you're talking about on the Dragon side, not on the Paul side.
Affirm, that's right. It'll be on the pallet itself that we're removing and installing the poles into on the Dragon side. And there should be 8 fastener receptacles on the back there. We just want to ensure that all 8 are installed and there with the way we expect them to be.
Right. We will look for 8 fasteners in step 3 for procedure.
Copy all. Thanks, Jack.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for double cold bag relocations.
All right. Go ahead, Jack.
Houston, there are 8 double cold bags listed to be removed from Dragon, put on no tube deck 2. There was 9 in there, so I removed all 9, and the one that's not accounted for, so track is serial number 1060.
B, you had a surprise extra item, serial number 1060.
That's it.
Cabby, and we're actually expecting you to load 9 of them, so that does make sense.
Houston, Chris on 2 for some empty CTV questions.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, there were a few empty 4.0 CTVs stashed in Dragon. I have some serial numbers I'm about to read to you. I've got 4.05035, 4.05185, 4.05148, and 4.05032. We were wondering, nobody can recall what these are from, and we were thinking maybe these were like, maybe used as filler but didn't fit the bag or something like that. We just wanted to make sure we're properly tracking them and that these should just be removed from Dragon and put in the pantry, and just to make sure we weren't tracking these as being filler in something that they aren't actually filler in.
Checking. Station on 2 for Chris and empty 4.0 CTBs.
Chris is with you for empty CTBs.
Okay, so ISO was able to confirm that we do expect all of these to be empty, and so you can put them in the pantry.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And then I also just wanted to loop back. I'm assuming you don't have an answer yet for those that drug bag Lima 1 yet?
I don't. We'll just add it to your tab.
Copy that, add it to my tab, and I will just throw this bag and move on to the next thing. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2, stair track 137.03 and 137.05. These were some double cold bag move steps you had us hold off on. I was wondering if now is a good time to do those.
Checking. And Chris, you said 137.03 and 0.05?
Firm, yeah, we skipped these a while ago per MCCH, and was figuring now is a good time to do them.
Copy. Checking with ISO. St-
Station on 2 for Chris. We were just coordinating with POIC real quick. But yes, you are go to perform items 137.03 and 5 for the double cold bags.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a pretty straightforward, just take them out of where they are and stick them, like, on the deck ready for the cold bag transfer tomorrow. One other question for you. Are we go to put the bridges in Dragon?
Sorry, Chris, put the what's in Dragon?
The middle bridges.
Checking. And Chris, back with you on 2 for the middle bridges. We talked to POIC, and they asked that you hold off on that because we need to get through all of the purple timeline activities first and get those squared away before you can put those middle bridges in. But that does not include the Merlin sample transfer activity after 1700.
And Houston, Chris copies all. Yeah, we'll wait until, we'll just make sure it doesn't interfere with the purple activities, and we think it will interfere with the purple activities until 1700, with some of the ones that are before 1700. Yeah, but I think we're getting close to the end of our stow track steps other than the ones we're waiting for answers for, so we're just trying to figure out what we can get ahead on.
Yes, copy and concur, good read. Also see that you're getting close to the end here. We will let you know when we have those answers and if we have anything else for you.
Copy all, yeah. Our kind of read on the day is that just access to Dragon, and you know, we always want to have somebody working in Dragon to make sure we're not going to fall behind, so we just figured we would try to do everything we possibly could whenever there's a gap in the occupancy of Dragon.
Copy, yep. Definitely appreciate how proactive you guys are being with this.
Shell Station, checks on 2 for Paul.
We're with you on 2, Jack.
In step 3, when Jessica pulled the cargo pallet towards the center of the vehicle, we saw all 8 of the fasteners, so those all look good. In step 4.4, the UP16 switch was already off. We didn't have to move it to off. That kind of makes sense since there was nothing there, but it wasn't a check step, so just want to run that past you. And if all that's good, in 4.5, we're looking for your go.
All right, Jack, we copy all. We appreciate the report, and you guys are go in step 4.5.
Go in 4. Houston, Chris on 2, looking to get an early start on my wastewater sample, and just wanted to check if that's okay with you, and if we're good on safing in 2.1, understand fill quantity 500 to 800.
Hey, Chris, Ethos says that yes, you are good to go, and we confirm that safing is in place.
Well, tell Ethos thank you very much, and I'm going to get started. Much appreciated. Houston, Chris on 2 for WPA. Mike 7 is reconnected to process waterline Bravo, so we're ready to be configured for processing again.
All right, thank you. We copy. And I know you're coming up on midday meal, but I might have some words regarding the Lima items from StowTrack. I can give those to you now, or you can eat first if you want.
Just give me 2 seconds to finish stowing the stuff that I've got for the WPA task, and then I'll give you a call right back.
Copy.
Show station on 2 for Paul.
I'm close with you for Paul.
He did verify that the torque on both lockers was 33 inch-pounds, and then 260 for the cargo pallet. The power off time for Paul 1 was 11:36, and the power on time was 11:54. One note on that procedure for the future, I understand that we did it in that order so that we could decrease the power off time, but I don't know if maybe other vehicles were different or other configurations were different, but the length of those power and data cables from where they're attached to structure is very short, so it was really difficult to get the locker tool in there in order to actually get them all on the cargo pallet. My recommendation would be to get them on the cargo pallet first before attaching the power lines, because basically we had a super short leash and we had to keep twisting and turning it in order to have enough clearance for the locker tool. You're also kind of putting stress on that power and data cable to do that. Like, we barely could fit the locker tool in some of those in that geometry. And so it took
quite a long time in order to finesse it, and we had to move, change the orientation and the geometry for every bolt. So it would obviously, if you did that, if you did it when you were just in free space, it would be super straightforward and really, really quick, and you'd be able to get the power and data cables on definitely within 30 minutes, I would say within 20 minutes. And then you could slide the cargo pallet in and fasten the cargo pallet and do the torquing of the cargo pallet after you already had the power and data hooked up. But it was quite difficult in that location given that geometry, if that makes sense.
Okay, you copy all. Verified torque on both lockers as well as the power off and on times, and as well as your notes on the procedures, we will take those into consideration for next mission.
And I still have to go take the pictures, so when I take the pictures, I'll also, you know, take a picture of the power harness so you can see what I'm talking about and how short it is, and then imagine, you know, basically it's underneath the lip of the upper surface of Dragon, so like you can't just insert a locker tool, obviously, when it's under the slot, so you have to kind of rotate the entire thing out toward the center of Dragon and then try to get the locker tool in. Also, if we use something other than a high locker tool, if there was like some other just short, right-sized bit, we could probably do it without the locker tool, and that would actually make it a lot easier because it's just getting the locker tool in and out. That's the difficult part. One other note, and actually a question on that, since Paul 3 is unpowered, it currently does not have any caps or anything on its power data cables that are on the front face of Paul. I was just wondering if you guys wanted to put caps on tape or anything over those.
Okay, we copy all, Jessica, and we will get you an answer about the caps in just a minute.
All right, copy, thanks.
Station Huntsville for Jessica and Paul.
Go ahead.
We do not have caps for Paul 3, but you are good to put caps on tape over those.
All right, I'll do that.
Houston, Chris is with you on 2 for those Lima drug packets.
All right, Chris. So we've got 3 action/places you can check in this particular order. So after talking to ESA, they wanted to just double check that 1.0 CTB 1467 again. They were thinking that the Lima packet might not have been packed the same way, so it could be like in a bag or floating separately or just in some other unusual, you know, nesting doll configuration in that CTB. After that, if you're still not able to find it, we want you to check Melfi 2, and that's in JPM 1, Alpha 1, Foxtrot 2 locker. And then if you still can't find it, we think that there might be a Lima 0 in the Melfi location, and you could grab that one instead.
Okay. Where in Melfi 2 are we looking? Like which doer, which tray?
So that's going to be drawer 4, tray alpha, section 1-2.
Okay, Melfi 2, doer 4, alpha 1-2. Yeah, I'll recheck that CTB, but I mean, that CTB kind of had a bunch of random things in it, but it did not look like any of them were other drug bags. Well, I checked twice, so I'll check a third time.
We appreciate it.
Then I'll go take a look at Melfi 2.
Good luck to you.
For icebergs.
So you got clipped. Were you calling Houston for the icebergs?
So I want to know if you guys had an update on the 4 icebergs or if I missed that, or are you guys still working it?
Yeah, sorry, we are still working that. We're trying to get a hold of the cargo mission contract guys and figure out what to do with those. We do appreciate your patience, though. I know it's been kind of a while.
No worries. Just looking at overall timeline, just chatting with everyone, it seems like we're tracking pretty well with cargo, so I think I am going to pull one of my exercises, at least one of my exercises, forward into this big block before Polar at 1445, just keeping you guys on the same loop.
Copy. Definitely appreciate the heads up, so we're all tracking the same timeline.
And Houston, good news, I was able to find that drug sample package Lima 1 in a bag of flags.
Copy. All right. Good news.
So checking the third time was a charm, so I appreciate the help in finding alternates, though, still.
Credit to ESA for the suggestion.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stotrack 242.07.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, apologies if this is obvious somewhere, but I was just trying to go over and just kind of collect where we're at with the steps that need to be done for the afternoon. And this step here says that we're packing a CWC water sample for an ETHOS activity on GMT-166. I was just looking at everybody's schedules, and I'm not sure that I saw that activity, and just wanted to make sure I was tracking things properly.
Copy. Good question. Let me check on that real quick. Jack, back with you on two. So we concur. We don't see an ETHOS water sample activity on the timeline, but we're still double checking. We're going to get back to you in about 10 minutes here because we just started in handover. And then tomorrow the focus will be on the double cold bags for stowage.
Yeah, copy. I think that was for Chris. And yeah, please just double check us on that because we just wanted to make sure we have everything in the bags before we load them up. Copy all, you guys are still looking into that.
Copy. I'll get your name right next time.
No worries at all.
Houston Station on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just one note from yesterday when I had to get a 0.5 third generation, I noticed that we really don't have very many left, and maybe we won't need any more today or tomorrow, but I just wanted to double check how many you were tracking. I think I saw only like 2 third generations remaining. We do have other older generations, so if we do need to create a few more, there are, for example, quite a few 0.5s that just have our personal stuff around our CQs that are all new generation, and we could swap out some of those with old generations to stay up here. But I just wanted to check. I looked at IMF, and the other day I had found in IMF a lot more of the 1.0s that we were looking for, but I didn't see any obvious other location for the 0.5 other than, you know, where we have them basically near the hash in PMM.
Okay, copy all. Let me talk to ISO, and we'll see how many 0.5 third gens we think should be on board.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for PWD.
Houston Station is here on 2. We are doing our last call for water.
Excellent. Let us know when you're all set.
Okay. Houston Station on 2. We are good on water and ready for you to take down the potable water bus.
Houston copy. Thanks, Chris.
Houston Airlock on 2.
Airlock, go ahead.
Just letting you know, I have the Node 1 and airlock cameras configured if you want to follow along for the tool config.
Great. Thanks, Jessica. We'll get those set up.
All right. You're welcome.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Merlin.
And Chris, Huntsville's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got the Columbus camcorder set up. I'm getting ready to uninstall Merlin 1 and move it over to Dragon. So you're welcome on board.
And the field of view looks fantastic. We are ready to get started with you.
Copy.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Houston's with you on 2, Andre.
Oh, Houston, I am ready for water transfer, and I have EWA number 1547. This is MT.
All right, great, Andre. That's a good number. And then when you get to step 3.2, the offload time will be 26 minutes.
26 minutes, and I'm ready for step 3.3.
And you are go.
Copy. Huntsville, Chris on 2 for step 5.3 of 3.055. Looking for your go.
And Chris, you are go to proceed.
Copy, and just to confirm, in step 5.1, switch 4 was already off, so instead of an action, that was just a check.
That is an expected config. Thanks for the heads up.
With that, continuing in 5.4.
Here, lock on 2 for tool config.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Rebecca, I just wanted to double check something. I'm in step 2.08 of the tool config stow track, and I'm not actually familiar with what a GP caddy is. I'm assuming GP stands for like general purpose or something, and it looks like maybe it's this one, and that this is the loop pin floor. I
have never used either of these tools, but the serial number on whatever this tool is, Rapid Caps on Tape, does match. It says 101. The serial number on this caddy almost matches. It is, it says serial number, on the outside it says serial number 101, on the inside it says serial number 5032, and it's calling it just a tool caddy. Is this what I'm looking for?
And Jessica, you're correct that that GP stands for general purpose, and we only have the airlock cam routed. Could you hold that up better to that camera so that we can see the item a little bit better? And that is the correct item.
Okay, these steps, though, say to remove the loop pin puller from the loop pin puller caddy and install it on a GP caddy. But this tool, if this is what you're saying is correct, is actually not removable from this caddy because it's like, well, I guess it's on like a key ring, so I guess I could take it off there. Is that, that's the intent? And then I guess this is not the GP caddy, or are we in a different config than the SpoTrack? Thanks.
And, yeah, Jessica, we think that it is in a different config than we were expecting, so you can go ahead and leave that as is, and if we need to, we can come back on a later tool config.
Okay. Happy to do that, though. I actually, now looking at it more closely, the serial number for the loop pin puller caddy does actually match, so it does seem to me that maybe this is indeed the loop pin puller caddy that's attached to, and that I would need to still attach it to a GP caddy. I'll take a look in the bag and see if I see any other type of caddy in there, and then I'll call you back and let you know.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. We do think that's the right item, but it doesn't hurt to take a second look.
All right, copy, thanks. You see your lock on, too?
Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, I did actually find another caddy labeled GP caddy. It is a different serial number than this. And SoTrack. SoTrack says serial number 1011, and I found GP caddy 1002, which has these little DAF containers attached to it. It's nitrogen, two little nitrogen containers. So it does seem like this is, it is different. This is a different caddy. It has, well, it's pretty similar, but it has different connections on it than the one that this wire or pin puller, loop puller is on. So just, I guess, looking for a little bit of clarification there.
And thanks, Jessica. We copy. We're just a moment here to talk about it. All right, Airlock, back with you on two. So thank you for finding that other caddy that did help us here on the ground. So the GP caddy that you just found, we want that one to stay as is with the connections that it has. We are still expecting that there is yet another GP caddy with the serial number 1011 somewhere that we do need to install that loop pin puller to.
Okay, copy. And so the one that it's attached to right now, this, it just says tool caddy. That is not it.
Affirm.
It should look just like this GP caddy.
And that's correct, Jessica. It just looks very similar.
Okay, I'll look again in this bag. I didn't see it. The only other caddies I saw were wire tie caddies, but I'll look one more time. Just a note for the future, or if we have extra time in this tool config, I think it would be great if we could reorganize this bag 1.01.1034. There are so many tools in it that it, and so many small items that when you open it, you know, in space, everything just kind of floats out, and it's really easy to lose something, and it's really difficult to find things when you're dealing with like hundreds of small, tiny, small tools all in one CTB.
And Jessica, thank you. We'll pass that back. So if we don't have time today, we can schedule something else.
All right, copy. Thanks. I'll look one more time for that GP caddy, and I'll let you know what I find. Here, look on two.
We're with you on two.
Not find another GP caddy in there. Do you have another location, or should I just leave it on the existing caddy for now, and we'll address that later?
All right, Jessica. We recommend just leaving it as is for now while we keep looking in the background for an alternate location.
Okay, copy. So I will take this one, the loop. Loop pin puller, and I'll leave it on this caddy, and I'll put those into the
SRMFJ5 bag for step 2.07, and then I'll leave the other step, which is moving the other caddy. I'll just leave that unchecked.
Houston copies. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Merlin.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Merlin. Go ahead.
Merlin 1 has been installed into Dragon upper aft 17. All four fasteners torqued to 75 inch pounds, and Merlin was checked secure in three axes. Merlin power off time was 1345, power on time was 1352, and installation in Dragon is complete.
Huntsville copies, you did an awesome job. And while we have your attention, we did note your crew note on the Merlin activity. For that high torque locker tool, as it turns out, the Cold Stowage ones are a bit thinner, which make them a little bit easier to get into the eye holes for the installation.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I found that they all kind of work. And I actually have a slight preference for the, especially if you're going to a higher torque, the fatter ones, I feel like generally work better, and we have those kind of just like crew deployed in the lab, so they're just easier to get to. So as long as it doesn't matter to you guys, I think it's easier to use just the fatter ones that are crew deployed. I just wanted to pass that on to the other crew members if there's any question of like use whichever one you want as opposed to there's like a need for one versus the other.
And Chris, thank you for that feedback. We do have a quick question though. Was the regular high torque locker tool used on a Polar today?
I am not sure. I can check with the other folks and see.
And copy that. If you can get us that information, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Yeah, sure thing. I'll ask around.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Houston, Chris is with Kent.
Hey, Chris. Before you get started in your tool config activity, we do have an answer for you on your question from earlier on the Dragon Cargo Ops, step 242.07. Do you want me to give that to you, or should I call to Sophie?
Let's see. So let me just look up what that is, and I can pass off to Sophie if required.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the water bag that had an activity that was said it was scheduled today, but it wasn't on anybody's timeline.
Oh, yeah. Go for that.
Yeah, so that was our bad. The water sample has already been taken. So I have a storage location for that water sample that you can go collect it and pack it per the SoTrack directions. And that storage location...
Hey, yeah, copy. Ready to copy.
Okay, great. That storage location is Node 1, Overhead 2. There's a half CTB 5023, and the water sample should be in there.
The Node 1 Overhead 2.55023. I will just grab that and flip that over to Sophie before I get started on my tool config.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
Good. Airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm in step 2.13, and I'm looking for two 7/16 2-inch rigid sockets. I do not see any in this bag. I did find a few different Ziploc bags with lots of different sockets in them, but none that were 7/16 2 inches. There were some other 2-inch sockets of different sizes, but not 7/16.
All right, Houston copies. We will look to see if we can find some alternate locations for you to check while you keep working through the SoTrack.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Houston station, Sophie on 2 for storage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I am right now at the step 243.12 for loading a half CTB at the location upper center 11. And we would need some extra bridges. I heard from Chris that she wanted us to wait until the Merlin activities are done. But do we really think that the bridges are going to interfere with the installation of Merlin? In here, we believe that it's going to be okay to perform Merlin with the bridges installed, but just wanted to double check with you. Merlin on Polar, whatever is on the UA side.
We're checking, Sophie.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer.
Houston's with you on 2. Andre, you are go and step 6, decimal 1.
Copy. Step 6, step 1.
And Sophie, Houston's back with you on 2.
Maybe you on 2.
So, Sophie, we don't think that the bridge will interfere with the locker itself, but it will interfere with the locker tool that is needed. So we do need to wait until those are installed before installing the portion of the bridge that's in front of the lockers.
Copy. So I'm standing by here until the end of the carpool activities, and then I'll do the rest of the activities of the cargo up steps later.
All right, Houston, copies.
Houston, station on 2 for water transfer.
Go ahead on 2, Andre.
Houston, transfer holes disconnected from PWD and system bypass valve back to regulation station.
Houston, copies. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you, guys.
Houston, you're welcome on 2.
With you on 2, Jessica.
We are in step 2.23 looking for EVA scissors in the triple jump mesh bag, but I'm pretty sure that in a previous EVA activity when we were deconfiguring, we emptied out the triple jump mesh bag.
Checking.
And Jack does remember cleaning out the triple jump bag, so we're pretty sure that that is in one of the past EVA activities.
All right, Houston copies, Jessica. We'll look into it, and you can keep working while we find that answer.
Okay. I'm still station on 2.
I'm just with you on 2.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that Jack and I did not report earlier that we did indeed inspect all 8 of those fasteners on the cargo pallet when we were doing those pall transfers. So I think, you know, we were looking to see if that piece that Sophie found floating was one of those, and we did confirm that we had all 8 in place.
Copy that. Thank you for that information. And while we have your attention, we were hoping to get the torque values for the single stowage locker. Do you have that for us?
It was per procedure, which was, I think, 33. I'd have to double check it again, but per procedure.
Copy that. We appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome.
Houston station on 2. PWD and XPWD are restored to ops.
Stale station, we copy PWD and XPWD are go.
Stale station, Jack's on 2. You're welcome aboard Lab Camp 2-4. Fuller on install.
And we copy. We're checking on the field of view. And Jack Hunsell's back with you on 2. The field of view looks fantastic. You are go to press. Copy the okay.
Stale station, Jack's on 3 for the note at the start of step 3.
And Hunsell's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Note tells me to confirm with other crew members that all the pullers are unfastened from the expressor access before proceeding with shutdown. I don't think that applies in this case. I think I'm doing this and then someone else is showing up, or Jessica showing up with one and dragging in a few minutes. So I just want to double check that you guys are happy for me to proceed here, or if I should coordinate with that.
Jack, in this case, this does apply. We are going to need you to wait for Jessica to also be ready so that things can be powered off at roughly the same time.
All right, copy that. Still station, are you happy with Gem Cam 1 for your view of Polar 2, or do you guys need it to be Gem Cam 2?
And Gem Cam 1 is perfectly fine.
Hey, you're welcome aboard Gem Cam 1.
Station Hustle's with you on Space Around 2. Just letting you know that the field of view looks great in the gym.
Station, copy.
Still station on 2 for Polar 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Power off time was 3:07, and locker 6 power is in the off position.
Copy that.
Still station Polar 7, time off 15:08.
Copy, 15:08.
Hunsell station on 2 for Polar.
Hunsell's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Looking for your go in 5.3 of Jack's procedure for the Polars.
You are go.
Okay, copy, go. And with that, should I leave him to do those connections and I move on to the next procedure? Or what's the best choreography there? I see that I still have time remaining in mind, so I could help him, but if he's waiting for me for something else, then I'll continue on.
So the choreography works is you guys will need to be working simultaneously at certain points. If you feel like it'll be beneficial to get ahead on certain activities there, that can be helpful, but you will still need to wait for you both to be ready to proceed.
For the next one, you mean? I guess because it's written like I start earlier than him, and but last time when he started earlier than me, he was just waiting for me. So is it just going to be the same as this one we just did for the Polar 6 and Polar 3?
Hey, firm, that's a good understanding.
Okay, copy all. Thank you. Let's location on 2 for Polar.
Go ahead on 2 for Polar.
Our on times were 15:18 for Polar 7 and 15:19 for Polar 2.
Copy that. Thank you.
Welcome.
Chill station, you're welcome aboard node 1 cam for Cygnus Polar 86.
I'm Chill station on 2 for Polar.
Council's with you on 2 for Polar.
Polar 3 was off at 15:38, and the Locker 7 power is off, OFS.
Copy that.
Upsell station, Jackson 2, Polar 6, time off 15:38, and I'm waiting for ground action at step 3.12.
Copy that, Jack. We'll give you a call back when power's been safe. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for sockets.
Houston's with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I was able to find one of the 7/16 by 2-inch rigid sockets. It was in a bubble bag. Still haven't been able to find a second one, and I'm getting close to the end of my time, but I figured if you guys had any alternate locations to check, I could check those now before closing out.
We've got a handover, Chris. I'll get back to you on the other side. All right, Chris, we're back with you after that handover. For the sockets, the location that you found is the only one that we had identified, and so we think that if you can keep looking, if you haven't already, if there's another socket there. If not, then we will keep doing some research on our side and update a future tool config activity to find check some other locations for the other socket.
Okay, yeah, I think Jessica had looked through there a bunch, and I just looked through, and I did find one that was in a, like it was just in a bubble bag. It looks like it might have been newly sent up. But I did not find any others. So yeah, I think if you guys can track down maybe when they were last used and maybe where they might have last ended up for a future activity, I think that'd be good to do. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. And Chris, while I've got you, I've also got an answer on the EVA scissors. We think that they are currently located in the 1.0 CTP 1034 that Jessica was in earlier.
Copy, 1.0.1034, I'll take a quick check there. And that one, yeah, I'll take a quick check.
So station on 2 for Polar.
Council's with you on 2 for Polar.
Yeah, while we're waiting for Jack's Cygnus confirmation, I can tell you that switch 2 is off, and I verified the labels, so just looking for your go to demate them from the receptacles, the dummy receptacles.
Copy, and we appreciate it, but we would prefer that you wait while we get Polar 6 installed as well so things can be done in sequence.
Okay, copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Polar.
Oh, for Jack and Polar.
Spacing has been completed, so you are go to proceed to your next steps.
Great, copy a go in step 3.13.
Houston, Chris on 2 from the airlock. I was able to find scissors in there, although I will pass on that 1.0 CTB is a huge mess and is, it's very difficult to find anything in there. I think it needs a fair bit of organization to prevent us from losing stuff from it in the future.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, for finding those scissors, and Jessica gave us that same feedback earlier, so we're already tracking that we need to schedule an activity to get that organized.
Yeah, I mean, I think bags like that need, like, smaller, like, Ziploc bags in them so there's not just, like, a 50 different loose, small items flying around. It just doesn't work in microgravity, unfortunately.
Yep, and Houston copies, Chris. We'll keep that in mind.
Thanks, much appreciated.
Chill station, we got both pullers in Dragon now, looking for a go in step 5.3.
And we're checking. Both locations are safe. You are go to proceed.
Both locations safe. Copy go in step 5.3.
Huntsville station on 2 for Polar.
We're with you on 2 for Polar. You got 2 minutes.
Both Polars 3 and 6, we're back on at 1558, 1558. We can confirm that all of the bolts were torqued to 75 inch pounds.
Copy that.
Also reporting that Jack did complete his CAPTON plug install in Cygnus.
We copy that. Thank you for the information. And while I have you, were you able to get those torque values for pullers 7 and 2 as well?
Yes, they were all 75.
Copy that. That makes people happy down here. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Houston, may I walk on 2?
Houston's with you on 2.
Just a question on the stow track for the tool config in 5.06. There for the PGT, I did double check the PGT. There's a specific step that says leave tape installed on PGT. There's no tape on the PGT, but I can only assume it's talking about the thermal tape that's always there. I mean, it's not something that we can remove, which is why I'm confused that it says leave tape. I just wanted to verify that we are talking about that and not something else that should be there.
And Jessica, that's a good understanding. It is referring to the thermal tape.
Okay, copy. Huntsville station on 2 for Merlin.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Merlin. Go ahead.
Just checking if I can start that activity a little bit early.
You are go to begin the activity a little early. We appreciate that.
Okay, copy. Go. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. And Merlin.
Right on, too.
Just wanted to jump ahead of the game here and make you aware that the field of view could be bumped up just a little bit so that we can see the stable unit we're looking for.
Okay, I haven't set up any cameras yet, so which camera are you talking about? Maybe there was one left on from a prior activity.
And Jessica, thank you for that awareness. Just moving that coal cam slightly up a little bit would be very helpful.
Okay, copy. Just did it.
Houston station, Sophie, 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So it seems that we are done with the objective of not achieving up to step 253 today. And so I just checked, we're still expecting one enter from you for some icebreaks that were attempted in 4080. But one remaining question that we have here from the crew, there is still the 1.0CTV 5212, which were the crew prep items for Expedition 74 and Crew 12, and we don't see it loaded even until, tomorrow, so we were wondering, was this CTV forgotten? And just waiting for your
wise
words on that.
And Sophie, great work today on getting to 253. We are checking on that CTV for you, and we're still waiting on an answer for the icebreaks.
No, and in the meantime, I was checking the steps that we should do tomorrow, and I don't see any of the steps that we could do earlier, but I'm happy to have also your advice. If you think we can do some get-ahead, let us know.
All right, Sophie, I'll check with the team and let you know.
Okay.
I'm Sophie, she's on too.
I'm Sophie with you on too, and the field of view looks good, by the way.
All right, great. It looks like this is going to ask me to put 4 habitats in this double cold bag, but were you anticipating that the Jet 1064 is almost full of icebergs?
And we're checking.
I've got the check in there already, but I definitely will not be able to fit 4 habitats with all those icebergs in there.
And Jessica, you are good to use any double cold bag that you can. There should be others that are available, and no need to let us know which ones used.
Alright, copy.
Go to station 15-2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I want to show you three straps on NASA cap 1. And those straps were found downstairs inside Dragon, but not inside the common bag. So I just wanted to confirm with you, I'm pretty sure they came up with Dragon because there were 10 stows there. Just wanted to confirm with you that I should put them back in the common bag, or what other solution do you want me to do with these?
All right, thanks, Sophie. We'll check on that answer for you. And while we're checking on that, copy the label, thank you. While we're checking on that, FSC7 right there near you in the lab has been offline. Could you check on that FSC for us?
Sure, and what?
Control station on 2 for Safi.
Council's with you on 2, go ahead.
I neglected to get the photo of the four of them on the short trip, but I have the photos of them with the gun covers, so I'm assuming that's okay?
And we're checking. Jessica, that is A-OK.
All right, copy, thanks.
You sent in from Sophie for SSC7. Can you see it now?
Checking. And Sophie, that's a negative. We still don't see it on the network.
Well, that's very interesting, because here the Pingmaster says success in all the steps. It is well connected. We have solid green blinking orange, like nominal, and we see this is alive. So that's very interesting. Do you want me to reboot it?
And negative, Sophie. As long as it looks good to you, we'll try to look at some more things on the ground and see what's going on.
Happy.
Station Houston 9-2 for Sophie.
9-2.
All right, so first off, the straps you found, those can go into the common bag.
These straps to the common bag.
Second, that 1.0 CTB 5212 with the crew items, there's no room to put it on this flight, so we are tracking it for a future return flight. And Sophia, I have two more items for you if you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy. And for CTB 5212, Chris is going to call flight director.
Okay, copy. First, just a question. Did you go ahead and install the bridges in SpaceX?
Confirmed. I understand we had to go this morning after Merlin activities were complete.
Confirmed, yes. Just double checking that is complete. And then lastly, there was a fastener receptacle found earlier today. We would like it put into the CTB that's in step 242.08. That's the SpaceX 34R090 bag.
Copy in the CTB R090 bag. And so I will put it into a Ziploc bag and label. How do you want me to label this?
Just label it loose fastener.
Loose fastener. Copy. And work for all these items.
Still station on 2 for Merlin.
Go ahead on 2 for Merlin.
Yeah, putting those in was kind of difficult. It's difficult to access and get to those Velcro straps when everything's in the rear there and the Velcro gets caught on everything. So I think I have the first one in a good configuration because of all that extra foam that was in there. There was like the foam sandwich in between the two habitats and there was some extra foam for the sides. But the final config is a little bit different from the procedure because it said I had already used some of that loose foam on the sides of the habitat to make them more secure. So it said to sandwich the disc gun chip in two foams. Instead, I had one foam and I folded it in half and wrapped it and taped it. So I think that met the intent. And then I put that closest to the door between the front habitat and the door. So I think that one is pretty
pretty secure. However, the other Merlin, for Merlin 1, that was the one that had no loose foam in there at all. So the back habitat seems secure, but I'm not sure if maybe the green Velcro for the front are actually routed incorrectly, because the way it's in there when you do the Velcro, the whole front can, like, tip back. So it's not really secured to the bottom in the orientation it's in, like the bottom of the locker. It can definitely rotate. I think I'd have to take it out and check the routing of those Velcro straps to make it more secure, but I didn't see an obvious way to do that without taking everything out again.
And Jessica, we copy, and we're assessing on the ground. Give us a moment to check.
I would also recommend, I don't know if there's more, I mean, we have other foam, of course, maybe not exactly the same soft foam, but it seems like we might want to have something else in between the habitats, or to kind of fill up more of that space in Merlin 1, like we do the other one, to make it, you know, kind of more secure.
Copy that, and that is a good data point. Stand by one for us.
Stand by. Let's go station on 2 for a follow-up.
Go ahead, on 2. Go ahead.
I'm just looking at my pictures, and I'm wondering if for Merlin 1, was the front habitat supposed to be pushed back, you know, closer toward the rear habitat?
And Tiffia, can you tell us which Merlin you're talking about, 1 or 4?
Talking about 1, I think that 4 is in a good config, but 1 is the one that doesn't have any extra foam, because there was no extra foam in there, and the procedure didn't refer to any either, so I don't think you were expecting any. But given the routing of those Velcros on the front one, it's like the Velcro's only routed on one side, the side that's deeper in. So, like, that side's secure, but it doesn't seem to run anything else to secure the entire flat side down on the bottom, if that makes sense. It seems like only one of the sides is routed. I didn't change that routing, obviously, because that wasn't in the procedure, but maybe I just need to go in there and take it out and change how the Velcro's routed.
Jessica, we copy, and we are checking.
Okay, copy.
And Jessica, Huntsville's back with you. We are going to take you up on your offer to add some foam to the unit in order to give us some good insulation and keep things stable.
Okay, copy. Even with foam, I still think that those green Velcros on Merlin 1 would have to be rerouted if you want to make sure that the habitat is stable on that, I'm calling it the bottom side, but basically the landing side. All of the other 3 habitats, because of how they're routed, are stable in that position. So I think that is the intent.
We copy. And we actually do not think we may be needed to go ahead and move the Velcro. It may be a little difficult to get the things out and route it correctly before they're put back in. So the foam is all we'll need at this time.
Okay, so I'll just add foam in between the two. Foam in between the two should keep it in that position as well. And would you kind of like foam on really any of the sides where there's empty space? And also, can it be harder foam, like the foam that is used for packing, versus that soft foam? I'm not sure if we have that soft foam.
Yep, you've got the right idea. No preference. As long as you can find some foam to go in there and keep it nice and stable, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, and if I can't find the right foam, would bubble wrap or air bubble also just, you know, it's really just filler to help the volumetric space and things stay. Would you guys be okay with that as well, or are you preferring only foam?
Those are all great ideas. Bubble wrap also works.
Okay, I'll take a look and see what we have, and I'll let you know.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and stowage-related items.
So, go ahead.
Hey, Jessica. We just had a few stowage questions for you. Firstly, in your earlier Dragon locker install earlier this morning, were you able to store the CTV 5579 into the single stowage locker at upper aft 18?
I think that was the single stowage locker 1253 or something like that, and that one I didn't have to do because Jack had already done it. So I did install the locker, but the CTV was already in there.
Okay.
That was the one that he had called out about. He was
he was supposed to put 8 ice bricks and he only fit 4 ice bricks, but with only 4 ice bricks it didn't fit.
That is a perfect, good information for us. Thank you so much. And then secondarily, in your Dragon Cargo 34 stow track activity, for line 235.12, that can be marked completed. We did see some comments left on this item. We do have some guidance for you if you would like it.
Okay, I don't have that up right now, but I will take a look and let you know if we have any comments. So 235.12 can be marked complete.
Perfect readback. Thank you so much.
And I have something for you. So I did go back in there and I added some foam. I found some kind of soft, bendable foam from a box that was in our foam trash. And I think it's in a good config now. I don't think that any of the 4 habitats can move. The photos I downlinked are as the C-17, so you can take a look at those. I did ended up adding foam to both of the lockers. I just thought it was a little bit better with more, but if there's a reason why you wouldn't want more foam, you know, we could take some out tomorrow if that's better. Merlin, the first Merlin, I think it was 4, that one has considerably more foam than Merlin 1 does, but I think they're both in a really good config where nothing's going to move around.
Copy that, and we're happy to hear that. We trust your judgment, and we trust everything is in a good config. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, guys. I'm Phil Station on 2 for a follow-up question from this morning.
I'm still with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack and I were just talking, and we just wanted to be extra sure. I'm sure you guys will review the pictures, but we wanted to make sure that those talls are in the correct orientation. The diagram I'm looking at is in procedure 2.020, and it's figure 4, and it was just a little bit confusing because it was different from the other diagrams, and like when I looked at it the first time, I would have put it in 180 out from what we finally did, and that is because on this one it's labeled port and starboard, but it's also labeled forward hatch. So we wanted to make sure that that forward hatch label was intentional, because basically how we interpreted it was, if you look at that diagram, the pawls, like the green indicator, the LED, should be toward the forward hatch, and that is how we put them in the end. But the port and starboard indications kind of depend on from which direction you looked at it, from the top to the bottom. Because of the forward hatch icon there, we did end up putting them that way. So I just wanted to flag that just to make sure. I would think with a call locker it shouldn't actually matter because it's not going to change like the velocity vector, but we just wanted to point that out to you guys.
We copy, and we're going to take a look sometime soon. At this point, the teams that would normally be looking at it are not currently in the room, but once we have words, we can get them to you.
Okay, perfect. I think the key piece of info is just that the green LED is closer to the forward hatch, like on the forward hatch side. And if that's correct, then we have it in the correct orientation.
Copy that. We appreciate the information, and thank you guys both for being so thorough.
No worries. We just want to make sure we get it right.
Node 60177. Node 6434330. Transceive.
Scuba GC, use your contact on search ground 2. How copy?
Hear some contact, Scuba GC on space ground 2. I can hear you loud and clear. How me?
I have you loud and clear as well. Moving to 3.